Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today, we're going to be talking about business incubation, kind of like incubation of eggs. My compadre, Paul Enos, has the rundown.
Today, Ray, we're going to be talking to Norman Smith with C4 Cube, which is a business incubator, which is going to help Nevada in its economic diversification efforts.
Okay, and on our pundit panel today, we have Chris Wicker, Josh Hicks, and Susan Fisher. That's all coming up next, so let's giddy up and go with an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the most progressive industrial park in America. I'm Lance Gelman, and this is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Our feature subject is the 15-mile extension of the USA Parkway, connecting north to south and I-80 to Highway 50. When complete, this highway will open up rural Nevada to this major employment center. The shorter commute will save Nevada over 500,000 gallons of fuel and eliminate 22 million pounds of CO2 emissions in the first year alone. This is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Joining Paul and I today is Norman Smith. He's the CEO of C4 Cube Business Incubator. Paul, would you like to kick this off?
Mr. Smith, business incubators is kind of an innovative idea, and it's something that can help Nevada with its economic diversification efforts. Can you tell us about C4Q?
We've got a fairly simple charter. Our goal is to help young startup businesses prosper. We want to help with the economic diversification and create an environment where people have a nexus, a resource, where they can come for assistance in their advisors, where they can come looking for capital, where they can come looking for, in some ways, the most important component, human capital.
Now, I want to start a business. I'm, you know, an individual. I have a great idea. How do you decide whether I'm a candidate for C4 Cube or not?
Well, let's start with an ugly truth. An idea is necessary for business, but by itself doesn't create a good business. And it's one of the kind of challenges. It's not a business if you don't sell anything. So figuring out who you're going to sell to, what you're going to sell, and who's going to help you build a business that sells things is, in fact, what we spend an awful lot of time doing in terms of putting the general population. We do open boot camps where anybody that would like to come, that's going to start a business from a lifestyle business to a business that they believe will somehow dominate the world, will provide kind of the necessary foundation steps that you've got to do to be successful.
Okay, now, Mr. Smith and C4 Cube, as I understand it, you help connect entrepreneurial young businesses with investors, investment capital. In the recession, how abundant is investment capital for entrepreneur ventures?
There's lots of places to get capital. Okay, some banks are still lending money. We have actually a fairly active microenterprise program. But I believe what you're asking about are angel investors, venture capitalists, But the reality is about 47% of all businesses are funded by friends and family in their early stages. And so it's harder. You need to cast a wider net, and you need to be more deliberate in your approach. But there is still money out there.
Okay, let's get kind of down to the real businesses. You have security companies. You have a pizza. I don't know if it's a restaurant or pizza delivery company. You have somebody who had an idea for a hangar that expands. Tell us about some of the companies and how they come to you and how you evaluate whether they're a candidate for the incubator or not.
There's a gentleman, a PhD economist, that used to work for Pacific Gas and Electric in California that coined the term gazelles. What we are looking for are folks that can generate jobs in Northern Nevada, that bring to the table technologies, processes, services that will help create jobs and that will very quickly scale up into a large organization that'll help further the kind of economic security that we all need in Northern Nevada, kind of increase our economic diversification. So in each one of those companies that you've mentioned, there is, we believe, the kernel or the core of a technology that generates jobs, a lot of income, and scales very quickly.
Could you maybe perhaps cite some of your success stories in helping businesses get started?
Sure. I was responsible for an incubator that was Incubator of the Year in Contra Costa County. Post the dot-com bust in 2001, we were able to raise $60 million in venture funding and about $30 million in angel funding. Of those companies, we graduated 68 companies that year. Of those companies, after 5 years, 85% were still in business during that time. And a number of the rest had been acquired or had merged with someone else.
What type of businesses are we talking about? Are we talking about dry cleaners, like Paul said, pizza delivery, talking about technology companies?
Look, let's be clear. Nevada has a challenge in its unemployment. We've got close to effective unemployment of 66% in the construction trades. We have opportunities in renewable energy. We have opportunities in technology. We have very bright young people going to UNR and then going other places because that's where the jobs are. What we want to do is create a nexus where we can keep those folks here. Nevada, I saw last night on the news that we've actually declined in population, which means we're not generating enough jobs, because if we had enough jobs to attract people, we'd in fact expand. So technology, renewable energy, and we still believe in the tech transfer process. We've got very bright folks at UNR. We'd like to take that stuff out of the laboratory and move it into the commercial environment. And we're working very hard with UNR to do that.
Okay, we need to take a break right now. When we come back, we want to talk about a big project in Carson City. We'll be back with more with Nevada Newsmakers after we pay a few bills.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Norman Smith. He is executive director of the C4 Cube Business Incubator in Reno. Now, Mr. Smith, as you know, Carson City is planning a downtown technology plaza that would include a huge knowledge center and a business incubator. It's gone up to a $90 million project now. You have a role in this. Could you explain the Carson City project, how it relates to C4 Cube?
The short explanation is the woman that owned the Nugget has offered to provide Carson City Nugget has offered to provide an awful lot of money, almost $40 million, to revitalize an area and to attract new businesses, to create a live, work, and enjoy area. We have been asked to provide some assistance in attracting new businesses. They've recognized not only that we need more economic diversification, but they've decided specifically there's a real convergence between the television and internet and animation. And so we have been asked specifically to do that in conjunction with a digital media studio to help manage those convergences so that we have the best and brightest folks in film and in animation coming from Hollywood, we've had a couple of applications now of folks as far away from Seattle that would like to come down and be part of that. And that project is slated to be reviewed again by the Carson City Council in February, I believe.
Okay. Mr. Smith, a business incubator, it's a very interesting idea. This is actually a two-part question. How do you get something like this started? And why does Northern Nevada provide an opportunity as opposed to a place like California where you're from?
Well, there are 1,300 incubators across the United States. They represent an immense amount of work. And so I wish I could take some of the credit for any of the heavy lifting that's been done. But starting in 2005, Kai Good, who is the founder of the incubator, along with a couple of other folks, decided that we needed more economic diversification. For the next 4 years, he spent an endless amount of time and effort on his own looking to attract those folks that are necessary for an incubator to be successful. That includes service providers, accountants, lawyers, folks who can teach people to do sales, writers, all of those things that are necessary that generally, in spite of your good idea or your brilliant opportunity or your awareness that something could be done better or different, are needed to make sure that you're successful. Having finally reached kind of critical mass where he had people from TMCC committed and Sierra Nevada College and UNR in the community, he decided to launch. He just asked me to come along and help a little bit because I had had some small success in Contra Costa.
And why Nevada?
Nevada's a remarkable place. We have brilliant people. We have a great university. We have access to politicians and to folks like you. All of that in terms of making connections. We ultimately depend on people to build our business. We depend on people to interact with and help us do the things that we can't do well. Nevada is a place that's got friendly people, great accessibility to the outdoors, and all the natural resources that we need to create an environment as remarkable as Silicon Valley is now.
Does Nevada's reputation as a low business tax state help in incubating businesses here?
You know, no taxes always helps. Any kind of no taxes. As it turns out, there was a publication this morning that said it costs the average small business $7,600 per employee to meet government regulations. The good news is in Nevada, so having read that this morning before I came here, I decided I'd figure out what it was for us. It's about $4,800. That's significant. That's almost a third less in terms of the cost of doing business here per small employee. I think that alone should bring people coming from all over the world. Okay. And we're seeing some signs of that. We've had 9 or 10 people move to Nevada in just the 3 months that we've been open.
Where are they moving from?
A couple from California. One's moving down from Seattle. We have reason to believe some folks from Canada will be down here shortly.
Now, if I have, you know, not just an idea, but I have a business plan, how do I find you, and are there opportunities where I can partake in the knowledge that C4Cube has?
Every other week we do an open free workshop for people talking about how to get investor ready. Every 3 months or so we do a boot camp. Our next one is in March 21st and 22nd at the end of E-Week. Where we put people through kind of drinking through a fire hose environment, where we tell them all the things they need, we introduce them to all the people we need. We've gotten great community support from Mayor Cashel to Mr. Johnson at University of Nevada. All of those folks come and they'll spend time and effort trying to help people get the basics that they need to be successful in that. And then every month, on the third Friday usually of the month in the afternoon, we run a business opportunity forum where we actually bring our investors in to look at the best and brightest companies that we could find. And we tell those companies, we bring them in as far away from as Boston and Florida and California, and tell them, if you get an investment, you've got to agree to put at least part of your operation in Nevada. And we've been remarkably successful at that. We've had all of those folks agree to do that.
Okay, Mr. Smith, we got to wrap it up right there. I like the drinking out of a fire hose. That paints a good picture. We'll be right back with our pundit panel right after we pay a few bills.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. Out here in the West, winter's just another season for adventure. And we know how to make the most of it. Even braving the elements and slick conditions won't dampen our spirits. What matters most is arriving safely. And safety comes down to simply this, the right traction. From the company that knows it best, Les Schwab Tires. We help make getting there and winter safer.
Need cash fast? Gold Rush pays more for your unwanted gold than anyone else in the country. And they back up that promise with their big bounty guarantee. Hi, I'm Steve Wilkos. I spent my career helping the average Joe get a fair shake. First as a cop and now on TV. Gold prices are an all-time high, and now's the time to sell it. These guys have been in the business for 4 generations. They pay more than anyone and back up that promise with the big bounty guarantee. If you find a better price, they'll beat it by 20%.
It's free and easy. I mailed in my old gold jewelry, and the next day I had $800.
Call 800-794-1144. That's 800-794-1144. A lot of people said that they would give me a good deal, but Gold Rush gave me $350.
There's only one company I trust with my gold, and that's Gold Rush.
Call 800-794-1144. That's 800-794-1144.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to our pundit panel today. First, let me introduce Josh Hicks, Governor Gibbons' former chief of staff, now with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. Then we have Susan Fisher, principal of Fisher Consulting. Last but not least, Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe County Democratic Party. Chris, let me start with you. Yesterday, Governor Gibbons fired his campaign manager, Robert Ulmer, over an insensitive remark about the role of the First Lady. Now, is this more about a reflection of how Governor Gibbons' campaign is going, or is it really a reaction to an insensitive remark on a very sensitive day?
Well, it was a very insensitive remark, but I think you have to take into consideration the fact that you have the very unusual circumstance of a governor getting divorced in the wide-open public glare, and there was a lot of questions that being asked about what the role of the First Lady will be. And I think he made a stupid comment, and sometimes you have to pay for your stupid comments, but I don't think it's fair to suggest that maybe it's a reflection of Governor Gibbons' thinking. You know, I could say a lot of other things, but I don't think it would be fair to say that was his thinking. And, you know, it's such an unusual circumstance. I don't think it's a harbinger of what's going to happen in his campaign. It's a really bad thing for it to happen, but I don't think it tells us what's going to happen in the future.
Okay, now, Josh, Governor Gibbons' attorney, he once called the First Lady an enraged ferret or something close to that. What's the difference? I mean, the attorney stayed on board and the campaign manager gets the boot.
Well, I think the you know, that comment was made by the attorney at a time when things were very contentious. There were a lot of very inflammatory briefs going back and forth between the sides. I'm sure the governor wasn't happy about that either. You know, I don't know how that got in there. It was in a footnote somewhere. But again, a divorce attorney is different than your spokesman. Your spokesman, your campaign spokesman, is out there speaking on the governor's behalf. So when the spokesman says something like that, it's attributable directly to the governor. And when you say a comment like Mr. Ulmer did, it really leaves the governor with no choice but to fire him. Otherwise, those remarks can come back and be attributed as being accepted by the governor.
Okay, Susan, what's next for the Gibbons campaign, do you think?
Oh, heck, I don't know. Who's he going to find to help him out now? I just saw a flash this morning that Bob Beers is going to be co-hosting a fundraiser for him. Maybe he'll tap Beers to help with the campaign. I don't know. There aren't a lot of other advisors out there. I agree with both Chris and Josh. He was absolutely correct in getting rid of his campaign manager. You know, to say, well, I certainly didn't mean to say that Don was window dressing. So really you're implying then that Dee McGuinn was window dressing or Sandy Miller was window dressing?
I mean, see where he's coming from in the sense that the First Lady... Listen for a second. I can see where he's coming from in the sense that the First Lady is not there making policy and making decisions that are going to affect the running of the state on a day-to-day basis. And if he would have said it that way, it may have been a little more palatable than how he said it. But I can understand, I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt that that is what he meant when he made that comment. But, you know, it's up
You're
to the governor.
You're more generous than I am here.
I know I am. And it's kind of rare.
Window dressing's an ultimate insult.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot more things you could say that would insult Don Gibbons than besides that she's window dressing. So, you know, I think that it was an insensitive comment, sure, but I can see the intent, and I will give the guy the benefit of the doubt. I don't think he's some horrible idiot for saying that. And we'll see. This may be good for the governor. This may give him an opportunity to, you know, reevaluate and see where he can put some maybe more capable people on his staff that can really get the campaign going.
I will agree that the fact that he took such quick action and made the statements that, you know, this is not right, that did help him. That will help him some.
Okay, let me change the subject. And Josh, I'm going to get back to you because you've been kind of silent here. Is that... you know, during the Bush administration, the GOP would say that, you know, the Republican Party is better at keeping the nation safe than Democrats. And we've just had this bungled Christmas attempt to blow up a jet. We've had the Fort Hood shootings. We've had the issues at Guantanamo Bay. Is going into the midterm 2010 elections,
Does it look like now the GOP is better at protecting America?
I think when you look back and you look at during the GOP's reign, regardless of what people might think of President Bush, the country was safe during that time. We didn't have attacks. We didn't have these kind of issues. And you see what happened just recently with the Christmas Day bombing, and you see comments coming from the administration about that the system worked. Those are the kind of things that really instill a lot of uncertainty in people. Everyone who gets onto an airplane right now, I think, always has it in the back of their mind what's going to happen and what's my government doing to keep me safe. And when the government's reaction is, well, someone got on a plane with a lot of explosives on them, and but the system works, so really don't have to worry about anything. You know, I think that really makes people worry about just how safe they are on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you know, let me, I have to jump all over that, because let me remind Josh that 9/11 actually occurred during a Republican administration. In fact, there's plenty of evidence that the Bush administration did not take terrorism seriously until 9/11 occurred. And let me make a comment on...
And you can say that about Bill Clinton, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can say about any administration. I have to say something about Janet Napolitano.
It's such a bunch of BS, though, to say Republican or Democrat, it's leadership. You know, it doesn't matter if they're a Republican or a Democrat. It's about leadership,
it's
about saying if we are at war or not, and it's about taking that seriously.
Oh, that is such nonsense about whether you call it at war or not. Nobody can say, although they say it, but nobody can truthfully say that Obama is not fighting the war on terror as fiercely as anybody has. In fact, we just had
a couple of drone attacks.
Oh, that is such nonsense, Paul.
Okay.
Thank goodness somebody's
taking
time to make a good decision.
We're going to step out.
I agree with that.
That's the end of the pundit panel today. We'll be back to button this up right after these few messages.
Next Insider.
I'm one of nine.
Counting down the top nine of 09 from Taylor Swift.
Thank you, Insider.
To the vampires of Twilight.
Thank you very much.
Who will be number one?
No way.
Next Insider.
Even the cleanest homes have a dirty secret. Look down here. See all this? As soon as your heater or air conditioner comes on, all this is going to end up right back in the house. And you don't want that. Recent studies suggest that indoor air pollution is responsible for over half of all illnesses. With a thorough cleaning using the patented Ram Air system, the air you breathe will be free from dust, allergens, and irritants that can cause respiratory problems. Call us today for a quote and start breathing cleaner air tomorrow.
Reno Auto Sound has just opened its doors on South Virginia Street. We sell numerous high-tech audio and video products from Pioneer, JBL, Kenwood, Infinity, JL Audio, and many others. We also offer auto alarms, DVD players, navigation systems, and window tinting. With one of the top 100 certified technicians in the country, we're ready to install your car stereo today. We can install any equipment purchased at Reno Auto Sound or elsewhere. Reno Auto Sound is centrally located. We're the black building right across from the Peppermill. Visit Reno Auto Sound today.
Need cash fast? Gold Rush pays more for your unwanted gold than anyone else in the country. And they back up that promise with their big bounty guarantee. I'm Steve Wilkos. I know a good deal when I see one. If you have gold you don't want, this is the time to sell it. Gold Rush will top any offer by 20%, and you'll have your cash the very next day. There's only one company I trust with my gold, and that's Gold Rush.
Call 800-932-2323. That's 800-932-2323.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Call today for a free consultation on how much your credit card debt can be reduced. Don't wait. Find out how much money you could be saving today.
Call 800-734-6709. That's 800-734-6709.
Thanks for watching, Paul. Who do we got up next week?
Next week, Ray, we have Chuck Muth and Dean Heller, congressman from Congressional District.